It was another tough day for the financial markets, capping a volatile week, one marked by anxiety over interest rates, the dollar, and falling oil prices, among other things. More puzzling in some ways, there was good economic news earlier this week, and that still seemed to upset investors. What's happening here? And does the volatility of recent weeks suggest the end of a bull market? Well, Mark Vittner is a managing director and senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he joins me now. So, Mark Vittner, how do you explain all this volatility and especially the downward move after this good news on jobs last week?
Well, I think it's really just part of the adjustment process. We've had interest rates stuck at zero for 8 years now. And the economy has improved to the point where the Federal Reserve is likely to raise interest rates probably in June, but probably no later than September. They're almost definitely going up this year. And that causes people to reassess how they position certain investments. Companies that are interest rate sensitive are now falling out of favor. And we've got a lot else going on in the world that's unnerving the markets. The dollar has strengthened tremendously, and it's done it very fast. And we've had this incredible slide in oil prices, which you'd think is a good thing, but it's got some people questioning, why on earth are prices falling so far so fast?
Well, first on interest rates, hasn't the Fed been giving a warning for months now that some hike in interest rates is coming? Why aren't there baked-in expectations about that now?
Well, you would think that people would be used to this idea, but the Fed's been thinking about raising interest rates for a long time, and it's the first time that we've ever had to start from zero. The federal funds rate is roughly around 10 basis points, and we've never had to move away from the zero interest bound before, and folks are really wondering, how vulnerable is the economy? How well can we take a quarter point or a half point increase in interest rates over the next few months? My gut tells me that I think the economy is plenty strong. We'll be able to withstand it. But the Fed will move cautiously. And it's the adjustment. It's the shift from having rates at zero for 8 years to going into a rising interest rate environment that's unnerving the market.
Well, what about one of the other things that you mentioned, and that is the strengthening dollar, strengthening against other currencies, especially the euro. What about that? What's behind that, and how serious a concern is it?
Well, in terms of what's driving the dollar up, we're in a much different place than Europe is right now. And in many respects, the United States is the strongest economy in the developed world right now. The Federal Reserve stopped purchasing bonds in our market well over a year ago, back in late 2013. The European Central Bank has just embarked on their own quantitative easing where they're purchasing securities. And here we're getting set to raise interest rates. So capital is flowing into the United States. And that's likely to continue. But again, is a stronger dollar, is it good news or bad news for the U.S.? It's good news. We have a trade deficit. We import more than we export. And the stronger dollar certainly is going to hurt parts of the economy. Some manufacturers will be disadvantaged. But for the economy overall, it increases our purchasing power. It'll be a good thing. But it's just the adjustment process and going towards a stronger dollar that's so difficult for the financial markets to take.
But just very quickly, Americans, you're saying, should sleep soundly tonight rather than lying awake worrying about a lot of this.
Well, a lot of times when the market goes down, people are like, woe is me, what's going on here? You have to remember that while we've had some big declines this past week, we're very close to all-time highs in the market. And valuations, I wouldn't say the stock market is overvalued, but it's fully valued. And so now that we're going into a different economic environment, one that's going to have a stronger dollar, one where interest rates are likely to rise a little, they're still likely to remain relatively low, folks are going to have to adjust their portfolios somewhat.
Mark Vittner with Wells Fargo, we thank you.
Good to be with you.